Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, it's a happy hour, quick shot tonight on a Friday. Today you get super high quality audio because we're doing it at home, not on speakerphone. So Andrew, today's topic is decided by Saints Twitter. They voted. They want to know, Saints linebackers, will they not suck in 2017?
A million-dollar question.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough question. I mean, so much of it is predicated on how the front four plays, how the back four plays, right? And there's this whole yo-yo effect or tug-of-war effect of, you know, how the front four plays to set up tackling in the run game.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's be positive. People say I'm not positive enough. Let's say, and I believe the Saints, they're gonna go as far as Drew Brees and the offensive and defensive line carries them. That's my theory. So let's assume positive thing. Let's assume that the defensive line is borderline really good. So you're getting, let's say
for that to happen, I think Alex Okafor or Kikaha or Hendrickson, like somebody on the other side of Cam Jordan has to be decent.
Yeah. So like let's say the defensive line gets the Saints 30 sacks.
Okay.
So that's a good solid defensive line. And let's say the secondary is,
I'll settle for not injured.
Not injured, and it's a slow process, but it's getting better as they go. Like, you can see it. You can be like, Marcus Williams, we're 3 weeks in, it's getting better. Lattimore, the difference from week one to week four is a lot. So Will the linebacker, if that's the case, defensive line is really good, secondary shows a lot of promise, will the linebackers not kill them?
I just think in this day and age, it's all about coverage. It's all about coverage just because it's become such a passing game. And yeah, you can get gashed for 7 yards, but if you get off the field on third down, it doesn't matter. You know, give up a couple first downs. You know, special teams is kind of taken out of the equation because you're seeing less kickoff returns. So if you give up a couple first downs, it's really not that big of a deal. Turnovers are happening at a lower clip than ever. Teams are better about taking care of the football. Special teams is kind of taken out of the equation. So I really think third down percentage is one of those things that is more critical than ever. And if you give up, you know, 11 yards on the first carry of the game, it's not a big deal. So I think coverage linebackers, guys that can cover, is at a premium. And I think that's why you're seeing more linebackers that are smaller, that can run, mm-hmm. They can kind of be mauled a little bit in the run game.
Yeah.
So with that being said, you know, who kind of fits the bill? Like, who of these guys that are on the roster could work out? You know, so I think that's really like, who are the best cover guys? Mm-hmm. I don't know about AJ Klein. I mean, I haven't seen him. I know he was a backup in Carolina. A lot of people think he can start. The money he got paid suggests that he should be a starter for the Saints, but will he be any good? I haven't arrived at a conclusion there. I know a lot of Saints fans have because he's new.
He's different, Andrew, and different is better. Don't you know that?
Well, right. But that's
I mean, ideally, you want Craig Robertson to be your spot starter. Craig Robertson is a guy that you can be like, oh, Ellerby got hurt or Klein got hurt, and we can play Robertson. We'll have to play Robertson for 2 weeks. That's cool. We can manage. But when Robertson is your backup spot starter, you love him. When he's your regular starter, you wish he was your backup. You know?
Well, I think Robertson's the best linebacker on the team, don't you?
I mean, that's of what we know he is. He better not be by the middle of 2017. AJ Klein or Ellerby better be the best linebacker and healthy and play. And that's what you want.
But that second part with Ellerby is a total crapshoot.
No, well, Ellerby's not going to be healthy. I mean, Ellerby's not healthy. Listen, you can wish it, you can hope it, but it's not going to happen. I mean, what in Ellerby's career has he ever shown that he can stay healthy? It's,
yeah,
you know,
and at best case scenario, Manti Te'o is Ellerby, meaning he's good when he plays and he's not going to play a lot. I mean, that's the best case scenario for Te'o, I think.
Oh, I for sure. I mean, these other guys, Feeney,
yeah, forget it.
Who else we got? We got, Big Hill, Canadian.
Anal Zone. You know, I think a big reason they drafted him, you kind of going back to that discussion of coverage ability, that's supposed to be his calling card. That's supposed to be what he does well. And I think there's a place for him. Now, that's one thing Robertson does pretty well. He covers well.
Yeah.
And I think if Anzalone. I've got to start saying his name correctly because otherwise I'm just going to call him Anal Zone forever.
He's got to earn that as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it's funny. Some people I read on Tiger Droppings, they were like, can't we just call him by his real name until he starts sucking? And I'm like, no. He should be Anal Zone, especially when he's better, when he's actually good. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think Robertson to me – and you're like, he better not be the guy. I mean, to me, he's the best linebacker in this group, period. And, you know, part of me is still holding on to this pipe dream where Stephon Anthony is.
Oh, I was just going to get to him. Stephon Anthony.
I mean, are we writing him off? Like, I feel like I've asked this on the podcast before.
I mean, here's the question.
Is it over? Should we give up?
I mean, well, I don't know whether we give up. I've given up, but have the Saints given up? Is he gonna who's gonna have more tackles this year for the Saints? Me or Stephon Anthony?
My money's on Stephon Anthony. But I think Robertson is gonna have the most tackles of this group.
So you don't think there's no way that Stephon Anthony doesn't make the team?
Oh, I think he could be cut.
So that's what he could not have more tackles than me.
Yeah, no, it's possible. But here's my question. All right, I think Robertson probably has the most tackles, maybe AJ Klein. But I think it's one of those two. And I think if it's not one, then it's the other at 1-2. So I think those are your top two linebackers. I really think the question is, who's really their third guy? And we haven't really talked about Stupar. I think Stupar is special teams. I really think he's special teams and – in a perfect world, he's not playing as much. So, Te'o, Ellerby, and Anthony, and Anzalone, I guess. Mm-hmm. Of those four, who do you think has?
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for.
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
The most tackles.
Say, repeat, go back. Anthony.
Anzalone, the rookie. Stephon Anthony. Danelle Ellerby. Or Manti Te'o.
That is so hard.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say Anal Zone, Anzalone.
You think so?
You know, here's the thing. Like,
Because they'll be in coverage more?
Because eventually, one of these times the Saints pick a linebacker, they're not going to be terrible. Like, eventually, that's going to happen. Now, history says it's probably not going to be Anzalone, but eventually, like, even if you don't know how to pick a linebacker, which the Saints don't, like, eventually you're going to stumble onto one. And, like, I think possibly Anzalone will be the guy, and that's a guy that's really good out of this draft, and that'll be good for the Saints, but it'll have a downside also, because then it will push fans and Saints to gravitate towards the injured guys, because they'll say, Anzalone worked out. He was great as a rookie. We could pick the dude with the club foot, you know?
All right, well, I don't know what the time is. I think we're getting close to 10 minutes here. So
we got 30 seconds.
Is my parting thought. I don't know who's going to play. We talked about a lot of guys. They're about 8 or 9 deep. I don't know that any of these guys are good. I think Klein and Robertson.
But none of them are trash heaps.
But not none. That was going to be my next statement. Yeah, none of them are trash heaps. And so I feel like if one of these guys gets injured, or two or three, there's not a big drop off. Like, I really feel like if Stupar comes in, or Teo comes in, or Ellerby is replaced, like, all these guys are pretty comparable. And so I think one thing the Saints have done this year is they've done a good job of at least getting quality depth, where if one of these guys goes down, they might not be great, but the guy coming in is not going to be great, but serviceable too.
All right, we can get Dave to put that on a t-shirt. 2017 Saints linebackers, they're not terrible. That's it. We're done.